Mark Vandermeer has thrown out on our radio show, and Mark joins Mad Radio every Friday, like tomorrow, in studio at 8 o'clock, that the Texans could actually lose both Kareem Jackson and Tyrann Mathieu. I find that possibility to be, one, crazy, and two, not acceptable. They got to keep one. They have to keep one of Kareem or Tyrann. Agreed?
I agree, but at what cost? Again, that's that third element you're always talking here about. Like, hey, they got to keep Clowney. Okay, but at what cost? Are you going to pay him more than Aaron Donald? Do they need to keep Kareem Jackson and Tyrann Mathieu? How? Do you need to throw something at him now to lock them up beforehand, or do you let them test free agency? And especially with Kareem, say, okay, look, just like maybe Chris Myers did back in the day, you realize this is nothing personal. This isn't us like saying we don't think you're a good football player. You're just at an advanced age. Go out, see what the market is, and then come on back home. And that can work. That can work for the Texans as well here because, and I don't want this for Kareem, but I would imagine if he was out there on free agency, a lot of teams might suspect that he genuinely wants to be back in Houston. So that tampens down his value a little bit. Nobody's making him an extreme offer, so the Texans benefit from that. Their negotiating power might actually, with older players sometimes that have been with a team for a long, long time, I sometimes wonder if free agency almost hurts their actual prospects once they get to a certain spot.
Yeah, Jackson would be going into his 10th season here, so there's definitely a chance on that front. How many teams actually know what Jackson brings to the table? How many coaching staffs know what Jackson brings to the table? I think you can let them both test the waters because I just don't think that the safety market is going to increase demand.
Good point. The safety market's so dead. If it was a normal, if it was the cornerback, if it was edge pass rusher, if it's something like that, you just don't know what the auction mentality is going to do. But right now, people are trying like hell not to spend any money on safeties whatsoever. It's a minor miracle that Eric Reed got a contract before free agency began.
Glover Quinn got released too by the Lions. Woo! I mean, There are safeties available. It's not as if Kareem Jackson, Tyrann Mathieu are necessarily the top dogs out there and that everyone's going to be after them.
This is almost like going out and rushing to sign a safety at this point would be like saying, I got to get out there and get these used Vespas. They're flying off the market. I got to get one now, whatever the price. Give me a Vespa, damn it.
You look like a beta if you ride a Vespa. It's not a good look. I don't think you could pull off Vespas, guys.
Some people can. You got to be super trendy.
I hate
you can't be me
him.
Riding around on a Vespa and think I've got any kind of cool factor.
What about me?
I pull it off? Up to you, Mike, but do you want to be driving in something that if I'm driving behind you, I want to run you over in?
You feel like a... I feel weird.
Pass?
You look
legally?
Like a bookish grad student, so yeah, I think it would be on par for you.
Okay, so yeah. it would fit the overall vibe.
You do that at UH, just riding a Vespa around campus.
It'd be like, okay. You look like you could be riding the Vespa, going to school, and then explaining to one of your platonic female friends that your girlfriend just, she just needs to get some things out of her system before she settles down, and you're willing to wait. And, while you take care of her two previous children.
So, is all quiet on the safety front here, because... Because the Texans are confident that if and when the Honey Badger and Kareem hit the open market, that what they find will not be nearly what they desire?
I believe
so. Is that
why? Yeah, and I think that of those two, I think one might take it personally. I think Tyrann Mathieu might take it personally that the Texans don't want him back. Especially after they gushed over his leadership skills, which, like, that's valid. I mean, that goes into the calculations. Having a guy like Tyrann Mathieu around is nice on a football team. There's always like, somebody that you like and respect, but that also keeps it motivational, but I'm guessing kind of keeps it light in the right way, too. It's hard to do without enough guys like that, but I don't think that's the end-all, be-all to whether you keep Tyrann Mathieu.
Here's where I'm at on this whole thing. I believe you need to keep one guy, one of these safeties, and I love Kareem Jackson, and I believe that Kareem has a chance to be a genuinely good safety. If it's his skill set, he's good against the run. I like him in that role, but he's 10 years in the NFL. I'm going to pick the younger guy in Tyrann Mathieu, who's 27, will be turning 27. And I'm going to bet that some of the plays that he came close to making in 2018 that he has over his football career at LSU with the Cardinals, that some of those plays eventually here start to come back. I'll place the bet on the younger guy.
That's what I wonder, though. I don't think of him as a younger player. I think of him as a guy that's had a couple of major injuries. And this last year, you know, he was 2 years removed from that last major injury. And you didn't see some of the electrifying athleticism come back to him. Now, he was playing less aggressively in terms of like his fit in the scheme. here than he did than Tyrann Mathieu did in Arizona. But I don't think that accounts for everything. Like, he did not look great in man coverage. And if you can't trust him versus tight ends, I don't know who you can trust him versus. That's the huge question with him. So I look at Kareem Jackson's durability over the last couple of years. I know he's gotten older, but he hasn't missed a game in 2 years. I don't think of him as that much older than Tyrann Mathieu. And I also think too, because I know a lot of people are looking at Kareem Jackson and his play at cornerback. No, he would be re-signed as a safety if the Texans get their stuff together and go out and improve the cornerback group and they stay healthy. You won't have to see Kareem Jackson back at cornerback this year.
So that would be nice, but I do like the idea of having him just in case the guys that you draft or bring in via free agency don't work out. Kareem Jackson is your fallback option. As far as Tyrann Mathieu, two of the plays that he made this past season, the two interceptions, how did they happen? Because the receiver balls dropped the pass. I mean, basically these were plays where they fell right into his lap. Now, there's something to be said for being in the right place at the right time.
They were scurred.
Right. But I think there's something also to be said for, if you're looking for playmaking ability, the guy who was making plays last season was Kareem Jackson, and it was not Tyrann Mathieu.
Well, and the other guy who was making plays, sometimes a little too over-aggressively, was Justin Reed.
Yeah, and he's the guy you expect to going forward.
Right. If you want youth on the roster, I feel like, okay, my argument between, I look at Tyrann Mathieu and Kareem Jackson as both of those guys are olds in my mind. Don't tell me about the chronological. Tyrann Mathieu might be like a 27-year-old center in the NBA who left right out of high school. Hmm. He's got more years on his body than his age would suggest. So I look at those guys as olds. Then I look at Andre Hall, still relatively young, and then Justin Reed, very young. And Justin Reed does the things that Kareem Jackson and Tyrann Mathieu do in terms of physical football play. He just needs to learn to be a little bit more refined with it and know when to actually wrap up versus go for the big hit.
We're discussing Mark Vandermeer's suggestion on our show that the Texans could lose both Tyrann Mathieu and Kareem Jackson on Mad Radio. I would keep Tyrann because of age. It sounds like you guys are more on the keep Kareem Jackson.
Kareem.
Okay, you guys will keep Kareem.
Keep Kareem Jackson.
I have to pick between the two.
I think Kareem Jackson is the headier player. And what do I want out of a safety more than anything? I want a guy that's heady and physical. And then all the rest of it is a bonus if you have it. Now, if you have an Earl Thomas is out there. I don't think the Texans are going after Earl Thomas. I think, is Earl Thomas definitely going to Dallas? Is that pretty much, didn't he buy a place
there?
That's
the consensus conclusion.
That's the consensus, although I've seen rumors where people think that other teams might make a big offer.
He screwed all these guys out here, Mike. All these guys in various sports screwing their own value in free agency in the trade market. It's driving me nuts. Like, Antonio Brown needs to just be quiet.
Yeah.
He could have forced a trade and been in the same situation.
It's weird.
If he would now just shut up. So, likewise, Earl Thomas, by desperately showing that he desperately wants to be in Dallas, hurting his value elsewhere. Other teams are just not even going to bother pursuing him.
Michael and Kingwood wants to keep Kareem Jackson solely for KJAC TV. I don't know where you guys stand on that.
I don't watch enough of that. Where can I find it? On HoustonTexans.com?
Yes, you can.
Here you go. Free advertisement for HoustonTexans.com.
And
you take 2 hours of my airtime on Mondays after games, but now here's a free ad as well.
For KJAC TV. Yeah. It seems like he does a good job on that.
There really aren't that many options on the safety market. Tyrann Mathieu goes out there. I think there will be some demand for him. I know Landry Locker suggested that maybe Bruce Arians would want to reunite with him in Tampa. And
that's a logical one.
I don't hate that idea. Makes sense. He laid it out as, I think, like one of there's a familial tie on the assistant coaching staff as well with Bruce Arians. And on top of that, Arians might be bringing back some of his old guys based off of Andre Ellington. But some of the other guys that are going to be available. Okay, maybe you keep an eye on Giants safety Landon Collins, who might get the franchise tag. But if he gets the franchise tag, that means he's not going to help out the actual free agent safety market likely. That would be like $8, $9 million or something like that.
Landon Collins would give you an opportunity to have him come up and be his physical self. Well, like your really bright Justin Reed and Andre Hall's, like, refine themselves into pure safeties. And that would be a whole lot of fun. But I don't know. Who knows what the safety market's going to be? Is it going to be subdued? Glover Quinn. Cause I know a lot of people immediately are thinking, oh, well, the one that got away, we could right a historical wrong. Glover Quinn was really good 2 years ago. Then last year, with Matt Patricia, who may not know what he's doing as an NFL football coach,
yes,
was not the same guy. Problem is, Glover Quinn's getting old as well. So who do you take at that point? If you had to choose between Glover Quinn and Kareem Jackson.
Kareem.
My gut tells me Kareem.
Kareem.
I gotta dig in and figure out exactly why Glover Quinn had more of a drop off last year.
He is 33.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. To me, Glover Quinn at this point is, if you're going year to year, and if I'm just looking at Glover Quinn, generic NFL team, thinking about Glover Quinn, that's a situation where if I need a safety for like a year or two to kind of fill in, then I'm thinking about Glover Quinn. For here, I'm thinking more of a longer-term decision.
There's only one safety, two safeties older that are free agents, Reggie Nelson and Corey Graham, older than Glover Quinn on the open market.
I want to throw one other angle onto the table with Kareem Jackson and Tyrann Mathieu real quick. Seth, Matt Weston, our buddy who writes for Battle Red Blog, threw out this idea that if you re-sign Kareem Jackson, then you would have three safeties with Kareem, Andre Hall, and Justin Reed with three distinct skill sets.
Right.
How big of an advantage is that for you?
It's a big advantage. I guess the first question is, okay, can you not find that on the open market? Do you not have it on the team right now? So to answer the second question, you know, if they retain, do they have a replacement for Kareem Jackson? If they let both Kareem Jackson and Tyrann Mathieu leave, I don't think they do this moment. Because you got to have three good safeties. You're gonna play a lot of packages with three safeties. Somebody's gonna get injured. I think that Andre Hall can develop more into a pure safety, like a free safety type of player that can play middle of the field, center field. I think Justin Reed does all those things, jumping, crossing routes, covering tight ends, and whatnot. So if you think about the levels of the defense. Back at the back end, you can have Andre Hall. Justin Reed can be a hybrid, strong safety, free safety. And then Kareem Jackson's a jack of all trades. He can do everything. In a pinch, he plays man. He can go down and be in the slot. He blitzes. He comes up and plays very physically versus the run and tackles well. I like the feel of that. I trust that Kareem Jackson's going to stay healthy for at least another couple of years. You just, almost more than anything, yeah, sign Kareem Jackson, but my goodness, you've got to have more depth at cornerback because you can't be in a position where it's just too tempting to put Kareem out there.
Yes.
I mean, you've got Sharice Wright. I don't know why he was out there. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't understand why that was the only guy you could find.
I guess they felt like Colvin wasn't healthy and that he was the best option.
Aaron Colvin said, oh my gosh, now I'm retroactively angry about watching at the end of the year when Aaron Colvin, the guy that you spent good money on in free agency, who's supposed to be one of the best slot corners in the NFL, wasn't even on the field because Sharice Wright, the guy who's routinely getting burned by double moves, giving up touchdowns, is a better option.
It was a bad area we were in. It was a bad spot.
It's all injury related. That's all I'm looking for. It's got
to
be, right?
It's got to be.
Otherwise, that was the worst signing in the NFL last year. If it wasn't injury related, then Brian Gaines' first big move was one of the worst moves of the last decade.
It's hard to argue.
Eric Reed, that's since Eric Reed. That'll be our new Eric Reed, except that at least Eric Reed had a track record of success over a long period of time.